It is April 7th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Remember those back-to-back storms I reported about earlier this week? Well, the Washington Post is reporting that tornado deaths in 2023 are already double last year's total, and that most of the April to June tornado period lies ahead. How many tornadoes has the U.S. had? Before the March 31st Tornado Fest, there were 311 tornadoes through March 29th, the third busiest start to the year since records began, according to data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Then throw in the 104 tornadoes from the preliminary data of the March 31st outbreak, and you have 415 tornadoes for the first quarter, the most ever to start a year on record, USA Today reports. Increased tornadoes are not the only result of climate change. Another is more home runs in baseball. At least that is according to research by Dartmouth researchers, Bloomberg reports. I grew up taking shelter in the hallways of my grade school or under my desk. That may have been for tornadoes or for a nuclear attack. Now The Hill is reporting that Americans fear a cyber attack more than a nuclear attack. The thing is, I'm not sure where to hide from a cyber attack. Veteran lawyer Scott Early is the latest FIA Futures Hall of Fame member to be highlighted on LinkedIn by the FIA with a presentation of the full-length video interview of Early. Speaking of staying safe, for you iPhone users, did you know there were 7 ways the iPhone can save your life? According to a story in Macworld titled, 7 Ways Your iPhone Could Literally Save Your Life. That is the case. The John Lothian News team will be at the Options Conference at the end of this month in Nashville, Tennessee. I will be in attendance, as will Alex Tang, our intern who produces the Options Discovery video series for The Spread. Robbie Lothian will be our one-man video crew for the event, aided by his father. If you have some news you are making during the conference or before, and want to schedule an interview with JLN, please contact me at johnlothian@johnlothiannews.com. JLN wishes everyone a good Friday, a Hag Sameach, or Happy Festival for Passover, and Ramadan Mubarak, or Happy Ramadan. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA Boca coverage. Rob Hocking of Cboe Global Markets talks with John Lothian News about Cboe Labs' idea sharing culture and what's exciting and growing fast. Rob Hocking, Senior Vice President, Global Head of Product Innovation at Cboe Global Markets, talked with John Lothian News at FIA's International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about Cboe's new team-oriented approach to launching new ideas, Cboe Labs. He discussed the idea-sharing culture of Cboe Labs and said one exciting development at Cboe is SEC approval for margin offset for XSP versus the underlying ETF. Same-day trading is growing fast, and Cboe is planning to expand products off SPX. Hocking is excited about the partnership with S&P to build a dispersion product. Is the controversy around zero-day expiration contracts Volmageddon? Cboe doesn't see it that way, he said. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another video, this one from our Options Discovery series. Options Discovery, episode 15, Intro to Technical Analysis. AllStarCharts.com Chief Options Strategist Sean McLaughlin breaks down technical analysis for options with JLN's Alex Tang. In this episode of our Options Discovery, Alex Tang introduces the concept of technical analysis for options before speaking with expert trader and the chief options strategist at AllStarCharts.com, Sean McLaughlin. Sean dives deep into his trading background, how he approaches technical analysis, and the technical analysis offerings at AllStarCharts.com. All-Star Charts is a technical analysis publication for hedge funds, mutual funds, financial advisors, family offices, and individual investors. Visit getallstarcharts.com to learn more. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Washington Post. Over 200 Russian journalists, activists, demand release of Wall Street Journal reporter. Some 200 Russian journalists and activists have signed an open letter demanding the immediate release of Evan Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter detained by Moscow last week. Russia has accused Gershkovich without evidence of spying for the U.S. government. In the letter dated Tuesday, the signatories expressed deep skepticism about the charges against Gershkovich, an American working for the journal's Moscow bureau, who was arrested while on a reporting trip near the Ural Mountains. A court ordered his detention until late May. Gershkovich has filed an appeal. My comment, let Evan go. Here's another story, this one from Forbes. The headline, The Dark Side of Technology, Navigating the Threat of Digital Impersonation. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, estimates that impersonation attacks have caused global losses of over $5.3 billion. With so much of our lives happening online, we all need to cultivate strong digital threat awareness skills, which include understanding digital impersonation and knowing its warning signs. Using this tactic, a cyber criminal can create a profile on a social media platform by stealing and using personally identifiable information, including your name, image, location, and background details. Scammers can impersonate individuals or organizations on social media, and you could be interacting with these fake accounts online. My comment, hi, how are you? Can you talk? Here's another story from IB Times. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. slams CBDC, claims it will lead to banning seizing of Bitcoin. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. continues to ratchet up his concerns about central bank digital currency, CBDC, noting that in the long term, it would just lead to the government seizing and banning cryptocurrencies, particularly Bitcoin. The government's plans for the creation of a CBDC greases, quote, the slippery slope to financial slavery and political tyranny, unquote, the scion of one of the most famous American political families said in a tweet Wednesday after filing paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to run for president in 2024 as a Democrat. My comment, they're never going to get my Bitcoin. They will never find it. I don't have any. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The UK business that shipped $1.2 billion of electronics to Russia, company registered to Terrorist House in London, sent goods including semiconductors, according to customs data. A British business registered to a Terrorist House in a North London suburb appears to have arranged the sale of about $1.2 billion of electronics into Russia since Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion of Russia at the start of 2022. MyKinds Corporation, LLP, a company based in the London borough of Enfield, is listed in Russian records as having sent shipments including semiconductors, servers, laptops, computer components, telecom network equipment, and consumer electronics. The records list brands ranging from Huawei, HC3, to Intel, AMD, Apple, and Samsung. My comment. Stupid is as stupid does. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top click story Thursday was Bloomberg's Scaramucci's SkyBridge Capital was spiraling, and then came FTX. Second was 15 of the best Stanford University courses you can take online for free for Mashable. And third was Nodal Exchange sets new record and achieves second highest quarterly power trading ever in the first quarter of 2023 from Nodal Exchange. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Here's the headline on the first. Four financial questions for Passover. This year's exercise looks at the bounce back in stocks despite the banking crisis, the Fed's rate cut predictions, corporate earnings and greed, and the staying power of gold. This is a holy juncture. Passover started on Wednesday night. The world's Jews come together to have a highly stylized feast known as a Seder to commemorate the Exodus from Egypt. Jesus' Last Supper was a Seder, and so it's no coincidence that the first two nights of Passover are now to be followed by Good Friday, when Christians honor his sacrifice, to be followed by a celebration of the resurrection on Easter Sunday. Meanwhile, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan continues throughout, so it's a good time to stand back. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. King dollar looks safe from the yuan. Weaponizing the dollar creates incentives for change, but as an alternative, the yuan still has serious limitations. The dollar's dominance isn't going away anytime soon. While the Chinese yuan could grow in importance, it also is very unlikely to replace the greenback as the global reserve currency, barring some truly radical changes to China's economic model. Predictions of the demise of King dollar resurface from time to time, often in the wake of sanctions like the ones currently punishing Russia's economy. But so far, the dollar's role as the global trade and reserve currency still looks quite secure. The share of U.S. dollars in foreign exchange reserves of global central banks has slipped in recent years, but it still accounts for nearly 60% of the total, more than all other currencies combined, according to the International Monetary Fund. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, DeFi needs to comply with anti-money laundering rules, U.S. Treasury says. Treasury gives guidance on transactions like virtual currency, companies told to take clear steps in line with regulations. Decentralized financial transactions, including those done with virtual currencies, need to comply with anti-money laundering and sanctions laws, the U.S. Treasury Department said in a new report. The 39-page report, which was commissioned by the Biden administration, concludes there are several risks associated with DeFi technology, which has no exact definition, but includes self-executing transactions between two or more people based on the same blockchain technology that underpins cryptocurrencies. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.